Stuck. This is dating on Linda Moyer. That's MOYER. Moyer Linda, LINDA. Date of birth is 2/18/1948. Date of visit is 6/15/22. Please make a copy for Samantha Torres. That's Samantha. Samantha Torres is Torres. Next, next paragraph. Samantha Torres, MD. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 74-year-old female who was admitted to Advent Hospital approximately 6 weeks ago with lightheadedness and expressive aphasia, was evaluated by the neurologist and apparently has a history for a meningioma, and she was advised to have surgery for the same period. The patient has been on antidepressants and antihypertensives, and also on Novalin and insulin. For a history of diabetes, she was advised to get cardiac and pulmonary clearance prior to her cranial surgery. But she denies significant shortness of breath except with exertion. She has been overweight and may have obstructive sleep apnea as well. The patient has shortness of breath with activity, complaints of pain in her back, and does have some leg swelling. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history for hypertension and history for diabetes mellitus type 2, history of anxiety and depression. She has hypolipidemia, history for meningioma, previous history for strokes, and surgical history includes cholecystectomy and a history for C-section times 2. And resection of a lipoma from her arm. Next paragraph. Allergies. No drug allergies listed. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 30 years. And uh, No alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of abdominal aortic aneurysm. Mother died of natural causes. Next paragraph. Medal list included trazodone, say 50 milligrams daily, while sartan 160 milligrams a day. Novalin or insulin for a scale, and Tradjenta 5 milligrams daily, gabapentin 300 milligrams BID. Duloxetine 60 milligrams daily. Ozempic 0.25 milligrams BID, and I'm sorry, not BID. Ozempic 0.25 milligrams, and levothyronine 5 micrograms per day, and levothyroxine 25 micrograms daily. Atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily. Next, system review. The patient has gained weight. She has fatigue. She has fatigue and no fever. She has cataracts. She has dizzy attacks. She has no urinary frequency or burning. She has shortness of breath and some wheezing. She has no nausea, vomiting, but has constipation. She has leg swelling and denies any calf muscle pains. She has joint pains and palpitations. She has depression and has easy bruising. She has muscle aches and numbness of the extremities, no memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white female is alert, pale, and in no acute distress. Her blood pressure 130/70, pulse is 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 234, saturation 95. HENT norms, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edematous, throat is clear. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery, with scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft. Obese without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. Extremities will decrease peripheral pulses. Minimal edema and no calf tenderness. Reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Number one is chronic dyspnea with probable underlying COPD. Number two is hypertension. Number three is diabetes mellitus type 2. Number four, history of meningioma. And number four is history of CBA. Next paragraph plan, patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest. She will be given a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN, and advised to lose weight. And she would probably need a polysomnographic study at a later date. The follow-up evaluation will be arranged in 4 weeks. At which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Samantha Torres, MD. T-O-R-R-E-S, Samantha, MD. Thank you for this consultation. It's Dr. D'Souza. See the Tampa Bay loss.